We are middle of Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Erevin, Simon, Shin Ayin Hei, Siv Gimel. We're discussing what are the things that are in the Chatzar that don't make it forbidden on Resh Mem Hei Amar Alf. Siz Mecha Bahis Matzeva, Abba Tvachim Lefinam or Passes. If there was a platform for Tvachim in front of the porch, as we're discussing the previous sifim, we're discussing the joint of the second story and the first story apartments. So if there was a matzeva for tvachim lefnei mepes in front of the upper story's porch, in the mepes I says abnei chatzer. So then that is what's saying what's oyser is what that's what the simon is about. Will it make it forbidden? So this now the mepesa will not make it forbidden on the people of the chatzos. So because they're separated from them. Says the mishpuris of cotton yud beis. So you have this matzeba, this platform that's arba tefachim begayvishalot in its height, as the sharetzino shidav brings from the Magid Avraham later on. Simin shin tzadik b'yosef got zayin. Says the Rebbe according to the people of Beis Yosef over there that daka is a mechitza that's a height of 10 tefachim. So by default, this that he writes over here, arba tefachim, is only in the width. As brought in the Rambam, look over there, and Tzadik Beis will be right over there. So we've got Yud Gimel. So either if it's in its height or it's in its width, this platform, that it's in front of the Mepeset, so we've got Yud Gimel, in the Mepeset, I say, it's Mechulu. The Mepeset does not make it forbidden on the people of the courtyard, because they're separated from them. But someone meant to say, "Afila tel v'amud asmuch l'p'tech abad tefachim," even the mound or the and the pillar that are close to it within 4 tefachim. The gevoy asar tefachim is 10 tefachim high. Shkimet also hefsek l'fnei mepesah, since they made a separator in front of the porch. Gilu daitem they revealed their intention. Shasul ka'atzam and the chatzar that they removed themselves from the chatzar. Siv daud zizim. These are protrusions, ayetzim aksam, that are coming out of the walls. Kol shu lamata masar tefachim, whatever is below 10 tefachim, there's an extra machatz is considered part of the chatzur. And the people of the courtyard utilize it. Kol shu b'tech asar tefachim al yon, whatever is within the upper 10 tefachim. Asmuchim aliyah, that are closer to the upper story. Anche ali mishtam shabay, the people from the second story utilize it. Anishar, what's remaining, bein asar tehatachtayin matchil sasar al yonim, between the lower 10 tefachim and until the beginning of the upper 10 tefachim, and as he's mayitzim from these boards that are protruding, shneim asurim by the both forbidden regarding it. Ve'mishtam shabem bekelim shabes at the bottom, and you can't utilize on them vessels that start of shabes in the homes. El mekein erev unless they're made an erev together. Says mishpurusim cut your dal. Zizim mayitzim b'chulu. Gamzah asif mayer. This paragraph is also talking about shemnei achatzim ne'aliyah that the first floor people and the second story people, each one made their own eruv. And these ledges, they belong to the members of the courtyard and of the second story in a partnership. It's also talking about that the ledges were 4 tefachim wide. Then it's an exempt area. Then it says Rashi, and it's nullified to both of them. Sivkot and Tez, Bob. So we said the hanisher v'chulu. What remains between the lower 10 and the top 10, both are forbidden. That it was more than 20 tefachim from the upper story lekarka chatzar to the ground of the courtyard. So there was more. So there was like a middle space. But then same thing is both esim tefachim. Even if it's less than 20 tefachim, the ledge is in the middle. And therefore you don't have neither 10 tefachim from either one. The Shaar Tzion Yosef Yuma says, because the case that the Shulchan, that's Toman and the Shulchan Aruch, where for both of them it's above 10 tefachim, so it's considered difficult utility for both of them equally. Same thing is here, where the utility would be easy for both of them, they would also make it a bit of one on the other. Simon Shinayin Rav, Mar Ube'er, a pit and a well. Shabbat Shneachat says that's between two courtyards. But Dalt Sifman. There's four paragraphs. Sifal says the Mechaber, Borish Ben Shtei Chatzeres, a pit that's between two courtyards. Name Benim Pesach Achalojiyach Ularim, and they don't have between them an opening or a window that you can make an Erev. Or Shesh Benim Ularim, what they have between them, but they did not make an Erev. Eimim Alamim and Beshabbos, you cannot draw from that well on Shabbos. Elam Ken Asa Machitza Asar Lamalam and Amayim, unless they made a partition, 10 Tvachim, above the water. But it requires that one hand breath of the partition is yod b'tichamayim goes into the water as the number one brings the picture. A little bit is going into the water. Now the meisa b'chitzah kol b'tichamayim, if the whole entire partition was within the water, tzarch shiyeh tefach yitzim men alamalam b'mayim. So then you have to have that one hand breath protrudes above the water as the number two brings the picture. A little bit is coming out of the water. Kedeshiyeh in the keres for shoseh meshoseh, so that it should be recognizable this domain separate from this domain. If they made on the opening of the pit a beam that's 4 tvachim wide, as edition number 3 brings the picture, you have this board going across the opening of the pit, so then you could have this neighbor draw water from this side of the beam, and this neighbor draw water from the other side of the beam. Hagar says, "Rama, Dav cannot specifically in Ba as we continue to base. Lamalas bekem jabayis. They're coming to draw with the utensils of the house. Bekem zochatz, but regarding the utensils that are in the courtyard, lebeinu shem tikkun. You don't need to have any remedy to chatzeres because courtyard is shosachas and they consider one domain. Until Elikid said previously, simish 9 days. It's a goyis maimon iperik as well. Says the Mishnah Berurah, sevkat aleph. So you have a pit that's between two courtyards." And the in b'nei mechul, you don't have between them opening or window that they can make an air. But so Ritzelim or Rimitza says, "Shav kaisel amafsik b'nei chatzeres." And the wall that separates between the courtyards, ha'imid al kabe abar, that's over there over the pit. In pesach mechalim, there's no opening or window, or they just didn't make an air. Sivkan beis imemal mechul, and they cannot draw from it on Shabbos. Sharei because kol echem imemal mishos chavei, because then everyone's going to be drawing water from his friend's domain. Because it's in between the two courtyards, and therefore the water is on either side. Sivkat and Gimel, Elm Ken Asa Machitza Asar, unless they made a partition 10 Tfachim high, Kli Lahavsik Ben Rishus, to separate between the domains. The Yikolecha Del Meshus says that each one should draw the water from his domain. Machitza Koisel Shemel Agabe Bar, and the wall, the partition of the wall that's over the pit, that's like for the property line. Email is a cloud that doesn't help for this at all. Because this partition has been made specifically for this purpose, and within the lip of the pit. Sivkot Dalb. The Tzorach Shiyah B'chulu has to be that a tefach from Mechitz is going into the water. Because the Shiyah Nicker, Avsika Mechitz, has to be recognizable the separation of the partition. It's that's separating in the water itself. Even though the partition is not reaching to the ground of the pit, they made regarding water to the mid with such mechitza. The rock that we only need that the pitcher shouldn't be going explicitly to his friend's portion by having this minute separator. But sivkanei, all it needs is that to have a tefach min mechitza, a hand breath. The partition. If I say half is above and half is below, then for sure that's going to work. If the whole partition actually was in the water, I know that is shalasar tvachim of the 10 tvachim. It was even longer. Magasat karkabar, and it goes down to the ground of the pit. Tzarch gam kain hecker hef sigma mal. It still has to have one tefach recognizable above. Sivkat and Zayin. And the reason is so that it should be in the keres, should be recognized by Afrash, the separation above. Is that tefach levatzaki? With this tefach alone, it's enough. Shle yelechatli l'shos chaber, that you don't have the pitcher going into his friend's property. Sivkat and Ches. Chayin masal b'chul l'sotim, they made on the opening of the pit a beam for tefachim white. It's lemur rimin seyesh and nichule kitchila. That they initially put this board above the edge of the pit to permit the water. Actually, but if it wasn't made for that purpose to permit, then no, that's not going to be effective. Sivkat and test. So then Zimamala would set a Kerbahula, then this guy could draw from this side of the beam, and this guy could draw from the other side of the beam. The time of the reason is, Bishon the Ram, we see Kilu Karizu in the Meshach Zbir and Samayim, as if this beam is being drawn and going down to the water of a Chalek, is called Rishas Latzmoy, and it separates each domain for itself. But Kane and Lochash Lemmy, he would have to be concerned to say, she said, Dale Meshach Zbir, this guy is drawing from his friend's property, Fishashir Chachom, because the Chom evaluated, Chintli Mahalach is my Bot Fachim, that the pitcher doesn't go more than Fort Fachim. And again, if that's the case, Layach Samayim, so he's not going to be drawing water mitzad abayir from the side of the pitcher, which is the friend's domain, because the pitcher is not going on the distance of that amount. Rav shechetz mitachas akar, even though it's going to be drawn from beneath the beam, b'sham b'shus as shneim shalatz is near, both of them have rights to. Kalu shekil lechacham abayim mitalins in this age made regarding water being tzorch ela. The only thing you need is shleihei nikkel hadya, that it shouldn't be explicitly recognized. But shechetz b'shus chaver that it's drawing from his friend's domain. Sivkat yud. But if it's from the pitcher, from the chatzur, Libyan shouldn't take it, then that doesn't need any remedy. But Balkabam, at least, but you can't bring the water into the house, they didn't make any remedy. Don't let Irish, because ultimately the two quarters did not make an Erev together as one.
If the platform was four tfachim in front of Mepeset, that the Mepeset does not make him a bit on people of chatzur because they separated from them. So looking basically, that it runs on the Rambam, that according to what the Gemara and Dav Samach explains, to say that. That the teaching of Shmuel has no source for this halacha, which says the Bismayer resolves this a little bit, which the issue number nine explains this. There's no tissue here. A pit between two courtyards, and they don't make a nave between them. You can't fill up on Shabbos, even if the waters are not 10 tefachim deep, says the Teisa Shabbos. Where tradition number 10 says the reason for that is that they make a forbidden one, the other Chasnish writes, is because since the waters are mixed, it's considered as if both of them utilize the whole pit, and it comes that each one is utilizing the part of the pit that's on the other side of the mechitzas and makes it forbidden on his friend. And the Maschel, the Tzoch Shia Tevach, that a Tevach of it has to be going into the water. In Simon Shun and Hay, by Gezuz Tridu, we don't require that. So the Beseis and Bach and Magid Ram, the other Chayim say, it says to look over there. And in many other words, already we're in the Chedish Rajman, look over there. If you made a beam four tefachim across the pit, so looking back, it says it brings the name of the Rashi. But the same thing is, if the mechitza was wide in its thickness, four tefachim also has the halacha like pitikra, which the edition number 12 says the reason for this halacha is brought in the Rashi and it's chiddush me'ev and apid bab and abayis hakodesh, because we qualify what's beneath the mechitza like pitikra, like as if the thickness of the board is like the beginning of a wall. Rav Chaznish brings the name of the Rashba and means the Rashba and his Chedushim on Pei Bav Mabez, that through the Mechitza, that's a thickness of Fortfachim that's made for the purposes of water, you're allowed to draw even though you don't say Pi Tikra, because you don't say Pi Tikra by Mechitza, only by a Tikra, only by Ruf. Chaznish is not sure, but then regarding qualifying it, when is it considered Tikra, when is it considered Mechitza, because in the bar, the thickness of Mechitza is a full-fledged Tikra. Look at Chedushim Rashba, but then Dav Yudal, that he writes that every Mechitza that has a measurement of a height of 10 Tvachim has a name of a Mechitza. According to this, Chaznish writes, it's possible, according to the Rashba, it's permitted also in the case that the Kaira is slanty, or that it's filled with holes, even though you don't say Pitikra, because it's 4 Tvachim wide, and it's made for the purposes of water. So it says to be a Lacha further, if that's the case, so it's enough, if you lower it within the bar, and you measure the 10 Tvachim from the edge from the lip of the opening of the bar and down. It says, you should know that from the wording of the Shulchan Aruch that writes, Osal Pia Bar, it's quoted from Lashon Ram, the Vayitza Kodesh says, I saw that he writes, my Kor Betoich Ovin HaBar, within the lip of the bar. And that's also the Pinyar Ben Yeruchim. Look over there, it says, it's Turchin Lamaisa, what the Lach is on that surface, on the physical inside. Some of the Dirshus, Dirshu number 8. So we said that a case of the ziz even being less than 10 tvachim, but it's in the middle. Also, if the height of the wall is 28 tvachim exactly, the Ritva and Erev and the Pedal writes that this is considered communion to tell everybody about them. Since the thickness of this is not counted for the cheshbon, it comes out that you don't have 10 tefachim between them to the ziz. Rav Chazanish remains with tzachin. How to understand the words of ritva? Dish number 9. Oh, this is the dish number 9. The Be'alach had said regarding the matzeva ba tefachim that the teaching of Shmuel has no makar for this halacha. What he means to say is like that. The Gemara, even the Psalmach, Shmuel says that the people of the Chatzin, the people that are pested, that forgot, they did not make an Erev. If there's a daka in front of them, does not make a forbid. So the Gemara explains that Toma, that the Mepeset is within 10 tefachim of the Chatzin. The Mepeset is a Mugufefes, which Rashi says is surrounded with a Mechitza all around. But it remains, up until 10 is without a Hekav. On that, Shmuel says that if they make a daka, that is a small Mechitza with a height of 4 tefachim, in the opening of the Pesach, it does not make a forbid, according to this. There's no source for this halacha that's brought in Shachadach, which the source of the Rambam and Perek Dalf Mechaz Erevin, that a daka separates between the Chatzin and Pesed, that is a height more than 10 tefachim. Chaznish asks that in the Gemara sounds like the opposite from the halacha Ram. And he writes that Behechel, you have to say that the Ram had a different gears in the Gemara. However, the halacha, we only have what we have in our Gemara and Paiskim, and we cannot learn the words of Rambam that we hadn't been revealed to us to his reasoning until Mashiach comes. Archa Shachan answers that just like the daka is effective to close up a pirtza that's between the Mepes and Chatza, and to separate between the residents, so it's effective to separate the residents of Mepeset from the second story and the Chatza. Issue number 4 said that it has to stick out a tefach, this mechitza, in the water so that it's recognizable. What he means, like the way he writes in Shartzin Sevkal Dal, Bistan Rashi and Erevin the Pevav, that the reason is because of a hecker. But Shitas Rashi is that Rabbi Huda that requires a tefach of a hecker is because Adivi Mayi, the mixing of the water, which is machlekes how to understand between Kibbeg and the Chazanesh. Kibbeg and his Gilin Yashas understands that the chasaran is with water that mixes comes out that the drawing water that started Shabbos in the second chatzin is bringing to his house, and it required a hecker in the mechitz in the water that it should be considered as if he's drawing from his own rishos. According to his understanding, he asked on Taisa with it that writes that also between the rishos Yochanan and the Carmelist there's a psul of Ariv Maya. But the chaznish wonders on them and he explains that the chasaran is in the mechitza, that if it's not recognizable, it's not going to differentiate, it's not going to separate the domains. But the Rush writes in the name of the Rein Chanan that Ariv Maya means that we're concerned that at the time when he's drawing the water, so it's vulnerable that the bucket will go to the part of the pit that's in the second chatzar. It comes out that he's drawing in Shabbos explicitly from the rishos of his friend. And also Taisus over there disagrees with the Ritzva if the gather Ribi Mai is because Mechitza are not recognizable or because of concern that maybe the bucket's going to go into the friend's chatzar. Mishmur Paskin like the Shitzer Ras, Rush, as we'll see later on, and even so, he explains that this to require a tefach in the water because of hecker. That's so that it should be seen that he's not drawing from his friend's domain, and that's the Brotan Shachan Acharav. That also, according to Shitzer Rush, you have to have the tefach of a hecker. Dish number 5. So he said that you need to have only that the bucket should not go explicitly to his friend's portion. In other words, the chesaron of Rebbe Mayi is that the bucket goes explicitly into the chatz of his friend, like the Shitzer Rush, which was brought in the previous comment. On the other hand, Sifkan Bezi explains that the issa to fill it up is because each one is filling up from the shus of his friend. However, you could explain what he means in the pashtus, like the Shitzer Rush, that the bucket goes into his friend's rishus, and therefore each one is filling up from his friend's rishus. But in Shartzin, Sifkan Aleph has been signed that the source of the words is from Rashi, and according to that, that according to Rashi, the issa is because there's no mechitza separates between the sides, as we explained, so you have to look into this. There's number 6. If the pit is half in the chatzar and half in the karmelis, and the pit itself is also karmelis, the problem Tyson Aaron of Yudbe is that also over here there's a chasan of Rivi Maya. Kveege asks that dafka by a bar between two chatzars is a chasan of Rivi Maya, since the water that started Shabbos in the other chatzar comes to this chatzar on Shabbos. But when half the bar is in the karmelis, and the water that started of Shabbos over there and came themselves to the chatzar on Shabbos, and he didn't uproot it from the karmelis, why would it be forbidden? Kalim Shoshavs to the karmelis came to the chatzar, there's no issa to bring it into the house. Or if you explain that Rivi Maya, that it means that the bucket is going to go into the friend's rishos. If that's the case, so the issa would also apply over here, because you're not allowed to draw the water from the karmelis. But when Taisus writes this halacha, they didn't yet bring this pirish of Rivi Maya. Look what the Chaznish wonders on this. Now, if the bar is half in the chatzar and half in the shas ram or karmelis, and the bar itself is a ram or mechitza of 10 tefachim, like Gois Maimonides writes, that you're allowed to draw from it to rishos yachin and doesn't need any ticket. And he proves like his words in the Gemara, even the Tzadik Tess, that there the Gemara says that a bar that's oimin b'shus ram, you have around it a chulia, which is like a fence that surrounds it, in a way that from the ground of the pit until the chulia there's 10 tefachim. If the pit is within 4 tefachim to rishus yachad, you'll have to draw from it through the window that's in the rishus yachad and to bring it into the rishus. And that's what Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Shin Nun Dal Tzavalt. For sure that you're allowed to do that if the pit is half in the Chatzar and half in the Shazaram. However, the Bismay brings the words of Ritfun, even the Tzadik test, that asks, how are you allowed to draw from a pit that's in the Shazaram, but since there's a rights for the public over there, so they make it forbidden on him. Like a gog that some of the Shazaram, that the people of Shazaram utilize, that's forbidden for the owner of the roof to carry from the Chatzar to the gog, as Burton Shulchan Aruch and Shin Zamachal Tzavalt. So he answered that for the people in Shazaram, they're not allowed to draw from the pit only if they make around it a mechitza 10 tefachim high. Then they could draw from the bar and they could put the bucket near the pit within the mechitzas. Now, since they did not do this, so they're removing themselves for all the Shabbos of the year regarding someone at the window, his window is near the pit. Now, according to the words of Ritva, writes the Beis Meir, that the whole heter to draw from the pit that's in the Shazaram is only in the case that the people of Shazaram cannot utilize it, but if they would be able to, that there's mechitz around it, it would be forbidden to draw from this pit to this guy's rishos, because it's a chatzeres. In other words, that in the pit that's in the Shazaram, there's no mechitz around the pit, you cannot qualify it regarding the owner of the chatzer, only if an halach is a beitza. And if it's not isser beitza, so then there's no isser because of isser of chatzeres, because there's no residence over there. Now, in the case that the pit is between the chatzer that made an erev to and the chatzer that did not make an erev, there's in truas shai, based on these words of Ritva that we mentioned, that the people of the chatzer that did not make an erev, they removed themselves from drawing for the pit for all Shabbos of the year regarding the people that did make an erev, and the people of the chatzer that made an erev are allowed to draw from it. Dish number 7, Mishmur said that this tefach alone is enough that the bucket's not going to go to his friend's rishos. What you see is that even though the isr is that the bucket should not go into his friend's rishos, still has to be recognizable, that separation. Dish number 8, so we see as if this beam goes down in the water and separates each property line separately. Now this beam that's effective is from the loch of pitik or yerd v'saisim. There's Chasen Avon that Pebub write that regarding the halacha pitik, there's no chesaron of that goats could walk underneath it, and it's effective, even according to those who hold it, mechitza tlui is not materis, that a hanging partition is usually not effective. Dish number 9, that because the bucket doesn't go more than 4 tvachim and to go to the other side of the board. Now the reason for the difference between the mechitza that needs to have a heker in the water and the beam that does not need, now the rabbi writes that the whole halacha of the heker is only so that you shouldn't draw from his friend's rishus. By the beam, which is 4 tefachim wide, anyways, the bucket's not going to go to his friend's rishus. He also writes that by mechitza, since the mouth is not yerid v'saisim until the bottom, so you need to have a heker in the water, which is not the case by pitikr, where we view it as if it's going all the way down virtually, and therefore does not require any heker. Issue number 11. Rama said, "Kelim of the Chatzir don't need a tikkun because Chatzir is their Rishos Achas anyway." However, the Beis Meir writes to disagree in the words of Rama, which the source is from the words of the Gemara Maimon. And according to him, the issur to draw from the pit is because the pit is considered Rishos like a bias, since it serves the utility of a person of people. And now draw from it water to the Chatzir of another Rishos, even if you're not bringing the vase. Which in Shin Samad Vav, we wrote a machlis based on the Chazanesh regarding the Geder of Rishuyas that have Aloha the bias. Issue number 12. But Aloha had said that if it has a thickness of 4 tefachim, also has Aloha like Pitikra. Now the reason for this Aloha is Rodner Ashman, the Chadush, and the Erevin that Pevav, and that's about Zakaydish, because you qualify at the bottom of the mechitza, like pitikra. Rabbi Chaznish brings the name of the Rashba, and it's the Rashba and the Chedushim, that Pebab, that through the mechitza, that's 4 tefachim wide, that's made for the purpose of water, you're allowed to draw, even though you don't say pitikra. Because, oh, no, he said this, right? Because you don't say pitikra, mechitza, only pitikra, the Chaznish is not sure how to qualify, right, when it's considered what.